Scholastic Audio presents Wings of Fire, Book 8, Escaping Peril, by Tui T. Sutherland, read by Shannon McManus. Turtle crouched behind a boulder near the cave entrance. Peril peeked in, long enough to see at least a dozen sky wings crowding the chamber, and decided to stay farther back, keeping a few curves of the wall and several columns between her and the queen who hated her.
"I smell lies all over this story," snarled a skywing.
Not Ruby, but Peril didn't recognize the voice.
"First you tell us you're harboring a violent, bloodthirsty criminal. And then you show us a dragonette who has died in exactly the way that creature kills."
"Oh, that's me," Peril realized. "I'm the violent, bloodthirsty criminal. Unfair. I don't thirst for blood. If I need to fry someone to cinders, I will. But I'm not rampaging around killing dragons for fun. I haven't even killed anyone in months. Bloodthirsty indeed."
"It was a fire," Tsunami's voice interjected. "I don't like Peril any more than you do, but I promise she didn't do this to Carnelian."
"Very supportive. Thanks, Tsunami."
The unfamiliar Skywing hissed with disbelief.
"What sounds more likely to you?" he snarled. "That Scarlet's pet monster has murdered a dragon loyal to Queen Ruby. Or that some mudwing figured out how to set off a dragonflame bomb and accidentally killed our soldier instead of her supposed Icewing target."
"I want to know where the mudwing is." Queen Ruby's voice was unreadable without her facial expression. Was that cold fury, or grief, or calm, decisive leadership? Peril had no idea. This queen was so different from the submissive daughter she'd played all of Peril's life. Peril couldn't figure her out at all.
"You don't seriously believe them," the other Skywing cried,
his voice rising again.
"Look at Carnelian. Look at these burns. Here and here. These marks even look like talon prints."
Peril coiled into herself, remembering the weight of the dragonette she'd dragged out of the burning cave. Too late to save her. But if she had, if it had worked, if Carnelian were alive now, would Ruby have forgiven her? Would Clay have been proud of her? Would he have called her his Wings of Fire again? And would it have changed anything?
"Don't touch the body," the queen said sharply. "Peril pulled Carnelian out of the fire," Sunny said, her voice more subdued than usual. "So you will find Peril's prints on her. But it's because she was trying to save her."
Multiple hostile snorts. The arguing Skywing clearly wasn't the only one suspicious of the true story.
"Tell me what you're doing to find and punish the Mudwing who did this," said Queen Ruby. "What is her name?"
"Sora."
"That was Clay." It felt like wings spreading inside her heart. Clay was speaking in his wonderful, warm voice.
She's my sister."
He sounded so sad. Peril wanted to burst into the cave and wrap her wings around him. No, that would only hurt him more. What she should do instead was wrap her wings around the sky wings who were being mean to him. Then she could watch them burn between her claws. Now, that was the kind of thought she probably shouldn't share with Clay.
"Your sister," said one of the other Skywings. "This escape is looking more and more convenient, isn't it?"
"Queen Morhen has agreed to meet with you," Sunny said, a little desperately. "Here or at her palace, whichever you prefer. We can send a messenger to her right now. She wants to help you find justice. We all do." Peril always thought of Clay's soul as a torch that never went out, burning clear and true all night long. Sunny, on the other talon, was a blaze of warm sunlight, the annoying kind that gave a dragon headaches and made you want to scorch things because stop smiling already, the world is horrible, go away.
Peril knew this was bad. Sunny was the only one of Clay's friends who tried to be nice to Peril, and yet Peril still wanted to push her off a cliff on a daily basis. Sometimes she dreamed that she'd left Sunny in Scarlet's cage and run off with Clay, and at the end, he'd turn to her and say, "You were right. We don't need anyone else. Forget all the smiling sand wings and brave sea wings and beautiful rain wings we've ever known." But then, she supposed, he wouldn't be Clay. Her Clay, who loved his friends so much he kept trying to die for them. That was a plan, by the way, that was never going to happen on Peril's watch.